Pleasure to meet you.
I've been in India just once.
Oh,
I've had that.
Go back. Where?
Right, I was staying with Brother Andrew. I don't know if you know him. He works with Mother Teresa. He's poor over
there. Yes, Gaurangi.
How do you mean that?
Then the place called Gaurangi.
No, it wasn't there. It was right in Calcutta, so.
Oh, not from Calcutta proper.
Yes, right in Calcutta. And he was an Australian Jesuit who founded an order of brothers to work over there with Mother Teresa. So he used to work near there. And how long are you staying out here in Australia?
Very nice.
Fine, very nice.
Would you like to drink water?
No, thank you. How many hours of prayer a day do, say, the vanity do?
To achieve God, we have got 9 processes. One is to hear about God and to speak about Sravanam Kirtanam. Then memorizing God's attributes. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasiri. Then, washing his feet, is that we offer flowers to his feet. Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasiri, Kirtanam. Then deity washing, just like we are doing in the temple, deity washing. Bandhanam, offering prayers, just like you do. Judge. Pandana, Rastam, to engage oneself always in his service. Samaram, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasi, Vanam, Archanam, Pandana, Rastam, Sakham. So, taking as the best friend, consider God as the best friend.
Consider God as
the best friend.
Best friend.
Just like Arjuna did. Arjuna, what is God? His friend. The best friend. God is the best friend for everyone.
Right. As John says, God is love.
Yeah.
I think.
So, that's some subcom harmony, you know. And to offer everything to God. Whatever I have done. My body, my money, everything. These are 9 processes. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Brandanam, Dasam, Sokam, Adhani. 9 processes. So you 9 processes, you take, or you take 8, or you take 7, you take 6, you take 5, you take 4, you take 3, you take 2, at least 1.
And is everybody able to take the 9?
Huh?
Is everybody able to take the 9 processes?
Yes, everybody. I think that's good.
And do you have what I might call a training in contemplation in which you get...
That is smarana, memorizing.
Memorizing.
Yeah.
And freedom.
Thinking of God's activities.
And, you know, in mysticism, Christian mysticism, Western mysticism, we have, say, the 7 castles of St. Teresa of Avila, and we have a process of contemplation. contemplation, which we call infused, which God gives, ordinary prayer, anybody is able to make. Teresa was speaking about the three tassels, the three tassels.
Three tassels?
It's a book, Interior Mansions, but you know, the real mystic prayer, well, it's not given to everybody. You have to, this man get trained in mystic prayer of contemplation.
The mystic prayer means to think of God's activities. So that is marana.
Not so much thinking of them as just being real in his presence and open to receive rather than to be active. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But bhakti is active. Bhakti is not passive. Active. Let's say, here, this is activity. Similarly, glorifying. This is activity. Smarana, remembering. Memorize, that is activity.
That is true, I see that. I think I sort of see a higher form of activity. Where the
what do you mean by higher form? Like
the senses really are taken over.
The sense means actually
the intuition.
Sense
something.
When you lose your sense, that is like Kravana.
Sure.
Yes, when you lose your sense, but this is actually.
I see that. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
You engage your ear. That means that I glorify. I speak. I engage my tongue and glorify. That is activity. But as soon as there is sense activities, that is activity.
But to get that real stillness and quiet in which...
No, bhakti is not stillness.
But
that is neutrality. Stillness means you stop your materiality. That is stillness. But why? Your material activities, when you stop it, that is stillness.
What is neutrality then?
That is neutrality. You're neither spiritual nor material, on the margin of state. This is called simply realizing how God is great. That is neutrality. But the real devotion begins when one understands that God is so great. I am rendering my service to this world uselessly. Why not render service to God? That is called dasyam. Beginning of active devotion. We are active in the material world. It is useless. Simply wasting time and making one enjoy in meditation of birth and death. Materiality. This is called pravritti marg. Pravritti marg means sense enjoyment. And for sense enjoyment, we have to accept so many different types of bodies. 8,400,000. Everyone is breathing in sense enjoyment. The tiger is busy, the hog is busy, the dog is busy. The man also will become busy like tigers and hogs and dogs. Then he is going to become again the sense species of life.
When he reaches a higher state of activity, when he really loves all mankind and he loves God.
That is a kind of concoction.
Kind of?
Concoction. Mental speculation. Why should you love mankind? Why not tiger?
Because they are my brothers and sisters.
Huh?
Because they are my brothers and sisters.
So they're brother and sister everyone loves?
Sure.
in the family, everyone loves his brother and sister. Does it mean that he's a very big man?
Because there is a common father with God as a father.
Yeah. Common fellow, that is, who can read Bhagavad Gita. I love this verse. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Bhavi Vasini Sini Sita Kapadu Pandita Atamala. Vidya. Call Paramahansa. Paramahansa.
Translation. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees as equal vision a learned but gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, an outcast.
Uh-huh.
A dog eater, an outcast.
Let's do it again.
The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees as equal vision.
Equal vision.
Equal vision.
Equal vision.
What does that mean?
Equal vision means that I don't make any distinction between you and a dog.
You make no distinction.
No, this is spiritual vision. Because a pandita means learned. Equal vision means he does not make any difference between the souls. The dog has got also soul, and the learned scholar has got also soul. But the soul is covered by the dog's body, and here the soul is covered by the learned scholar's body. But actually, both of them are souls, part and parcel of God.
Would you think that their souls are of different value? Soul of a dog?
No, soul is of the same value.
That I find hard to accept. Because, as I would understand it, the soul of a man, of any man, is what we would call a spiritual soul, an immortal soul. The soul of the animal is a principle of life, what the Greeks would call psyche, Aristotle would call psyche, but it is not an immortal soul. Therefore, a man has higher value than the animal, the dog, something like that.
No. What do you mean? Just like a child, and a child's father. The child has got different soul, and the father has got different soul.
So many of them have got different souls, but they both have immortal, spiritual souls.
Who is important? The child or the father?
Both are important.
Huh?
Both very important. Both more important.
Which one? Which important?
He says both are equally important, but they are both more important than the dog.
Oh. Important. So, but important is concerned both of them same.
They're different people,
aren't they? No, you say both of them important. That means from the important point of view, they are the same. You say both of them.
They're both the same. They're both the same importance.
But they're different people. They're different souls.
That's all right. But you say both of them important. On which platform?
Well,
But when you say a thing, two things are important. You don't say they are.
Yes, life. Both of them are life.
Both of them are life. A flower has life. A dog has life. A man has life. For me, that is a gradation in life. You've got to say.
Gradation. So far, it's like there are gradations of motor cars. This is made by Ford, this is made by Subaru, this is Ford. But the petrol is the same.
The petrol is the same. Even that can vary. Still.
But there is no steel. Petrol is the same. The machine may be different.
They're all machines.
Yes, the body is
matter. They're all inferior, lower.
Yes.
Than man.
Body is matter.
Body is matter.
Yes.
But a person is more than just matter.
No.
I'm more
than matter. The person that's like, that is, if a man is sitting on a Rolls Royce car, his thinking is very important. And a man sitting on some ordinary car, his thinking is poor. But as man, both of them equal. Falsely, because he's sitting in a particular type of car, he thinks he has bigger.
Yes, I can say, I agree with all that.
So, the soul is the same. So, there's no difference. Moving on to Jiva Bhuta, find out this verse. Soul is the part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Super Soul, God.
That is what I find out of saying. That
my soul, your soul, is part of the Supreme Soul.
Yes. Their soul is a part of the
I can't understand that because the Supreme Soul,
God, the deity,
yeah.
Is infinite.
Yes,
infinite.
Just like you and the dimmer.
You and I.
Just like the ocean. And a drop of water.
But even that now, I can't say that either. The ocean is not infinite. The ocean is
infinite. It is a comparison. A drop of water. He is infinite. God is infinite.
God is infinite.
We are finite.
We're finite. God is infinite.
Yes.
Therefore, we cannot add it together and make up God.
No. I don't say that. The finite and infinite. Infinite. Finite is there. Only in is not there. That is lacking. The individual soul, you and we are not infinite. But God is
here.
And God is infinite. And I am finite. So the finite portion is common. The in is more in God, infinite. So, similarly, I am giving the example. This is a drop of ocean water. It contains the same chemical. We find salt. And the whole ocean also salt.
Yes.
But the ocean is big salt. And this drop is a small particle. The salt is there.
But I can't accept the example because the little drops of water, which are salt and so on, all together coalesce and form the huge ocean. But the ocean is still finite. It is not infinite. But you and I are finite.
That is only the
if we coalesce together, no matter how many of us are,
there are.
But I'm not comparing the combined together which shall be equal to God. I don't say that.
I didn't follow you.
I don't say that we are some men here. Or the whole universe has so combined together. Still, they are finite. They are not infinite. Yes. Multi billions of zeros cannot make one. So I don't say that. But the quality is there. Very much.
Imitation of the divine.
Not imitation. Actually, there's God. Just take another example. gold, and a particle of gold, a small fragmentary. That will be called gold, but not the gold equal to the mind. Therefore, the philosophy is Achinta Vedana, inconceivable, one and different, simultaneous. One in quality, but different in quantity. God's power, I have got some creative power, and God has not created. So the creative power is there, but God has created millions of the planets that are floating in the air. And we have created the 747 airplane. We want to take more credit than that. That is our position.
Oh, I say that is man's sin, if you like, is that he prides himself on his achievement.
That is false pride. The scientists, the modern scientists, they are taking false pride that there is no need of God. We are now creating.
Some of them are, not all.
Some of the fools, not all fools, but some of the fools, declaring themselves as scientists, that there is no God. We can't do it.
Let me see if I can understand what you mean by God.
God means all powerful, the great. Okay. You say also, the great.
I say all powerful, omnipotent, the great, yes.
That is loving.
Huh? All loving.
Yes, everything is there. Now, nobody can touch what he is loving.
I mean, if God is all loving.
Yes.
Good.
Do you? When you say great, he is great in everything.
Good. Do you, in Christianity, we have sort of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the relationship of love between them to be called three persons of one God?
Yes.
In your understanding of God.
God, and his love towards us, because we are sons of God.
Yes.
Therefore, Father has natural love for sons. Therefore, God comes. God sends his son or representative to canvas that you come to God, you'll be happy.
It was the son he sent.
Just like Jesus, he says, Son of God.
That's the second person made me. Coming human.
Yes, he's very important. But his son, very important son. The same father may have many sons, but one of them may be very important, very good assistant to the father. So Christ is like that. He's son of God, very important. He's helping God, coming down to reclaim his fallen soul to come to God. While you are suffering here, son, he's very faithful and important, son. But the others, they are also sons, but they are forgotten God. Therefore, they are suffering. So sometimes he sends his son or his devotee, and sometimes he comes himself. That is Krishna.
When he comes, in bodily form.
Yes. God has, while the son has got body, and the father has got body. Your son has got body, so you have got your body. Without the father having body, how the son can get body?
I don't understand that.
If, suppose you are son.
Yes.
You have got this body. So your father must have body.
Yes.
Similarly, if the son of God has body, the God must have body.
Not necessary.
Why? Can you show any example? The son is born from without body.
That's on a very human level.
Anyway, your experience is on the human field. You have to give some example. That's here. No body, but the son has body. So many examples.
you can have a man who has a thing in what we call supereminence, and he has it on a higher form. You take a musician like Beethoven, a musician.
And we also say that the God has got form, has not form like this.
No. He hasn't got form in Aristotle's idea of the word form either. His holomorphic theory of matter and form. In a sense, form there means spirit. So,
yeah.
You understand.
Spiritual
substance, you could say God.
Spiritual
God. But we're not using it in that sense. When you're using the word form, you mean a material form, like a shape, a body. You
know? No. I don't say material form. Spiritual form.
I haven't understood you then. God, you say, has a form.
Spiritual form.
In a matter of words, I can understand that.
Not this part.
No, not material. He's not magic.
No.
We say he's pure spirit.
That is
there. There's no form of passivity in God. There's no form of change in God. There's no limitations of any sort. Matter has limitations.
Yes.
The soul is immortal because it has no principle of corruption in it. Aristotle would say that matter has parts outside parts, and so it has in itself the power of dissolving, and it will break up and corrupt. But soul never does.
We have got this material body and spiritual soul. That is, in this material condition, there is distinction between the spirit and matter. As soon as the spirit goes from this material body, there is nowhere. It is matter only. Lump of matter. Combination of matter. Therefore, the spirit is important. Even in this life.
Oh, I say that. Yes.
Spirit is important. But God is fully spirit. He has no material body.
Sure.
Yeah. We have got in this material condition difference between the matter and spirit. But God has not said such thing. He is whole spirit. That is the difference between God.
And also, as a result, the human, you, I, all these, we're all persons separate from one another, distinct from one another, and distinct from God, who is a separate person.
Yeah.
You,
We are unique.
It's that I haven't understood. Sometimes we get pantheists who talk as though God is made up of a sum total.
That is a theory. That is a theory, that is not fact.
No, but also it's a false theory, I think. Because it goes against your logic, philosophy.
No, theory in this way, that God is everywhere by his potential. But everything is not God.
Sure.
This is our theory. God is everywhere. Just like the sun shines. Sun shines is spread everywhere. But that does not mean every thing is sun.
Sure.
It is like that. God is all pervading by his potential. For example, this wood. This is also energy of it. Find out this one. Bhumi virabho nalo vāyu. Anamana buddhire.
Do you, in your creed, do you believe in the metempsychosis? That is the soul going through one form of life. And then if it lives badly, the person lives badly, it comes back into another form, and so on. You believe in the metempsychosis.
Transmigration.
Transmigration soul.
Yeah. That is stated in here.
I find it hard to accept that.
What is needed? Just like you have entered this black place.
the crab.
Enter this as followers.
Mm.
But as human being, you have to say,
but to think that my soul belongs, say, to a dog in ages gone past, or that it's going to come back and be a tiger or another person.
Tiger is the body. And human form is also body. So if you want to become like a tiger, then God helps you to enter into the body of the tiger.
I find it hard to accept that.
I will not accept. God is so kind. If you want to be something, He helps you. All that you do.
It seems to me that God sent Jesus to tell the whole world.
But God says that you don't desire anything. You simply become faithful to me. That is God's desire. But we are not abiding by the orders of God. We want, we desire so many things. Just like I don't mind if I say it. The God says, thou shalt not kill. But we are killing. We're violating. That tendency is there. So we must suffer for that.
Oh, true. Sure. If we know that we're doing wrong.
Because we are not abiding by the order of God. Therefore, we must be prepared to suffer. Why, if I kill you, then you kill me. Then going on, then I kill you, you kill me. Life on life. You have no right to kill. But if you kill, then you will kill.
Yeah, I accept all that. Although it's true that God has said, love one another.
Yes.
People don't always have faith on
it. But they kill. And this is not loving, they kill. They do not suffer.
But it has to be, it's not proved that the way of suffering is to come back in another form, which is the theory of
being. Just like you are in this apartment, you can go to another apartment. That apartment may not be exactly like this. It may be better, or it may be worse. Similarly, we have entered. Might not be Sathadi Hantara Prati.
तथा धनं करा प्रतिर्धीरत्रानुभूति the divine soul similarly passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age. The soul similarly passes into another body of death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
That's like a child. That's another body, boy. The boy gets another body, youth. The youth gets another body, old man. Similarly, when this body is not useful, then he gets another body. Tathādehāntara-prāti. As we experience the dehāntara, different types of body we are getting one after another. Similarly, the soul is immortal. We get another body. Now, here it is not mentioned what kind of body. Another body. The another body means there are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. So he can enter any one of them according to his karma. That will be selected by higher authorities. Just like, I do not know here, India, in New Delhi, the Indian God, they give house, accommodation to the God and servant. So there are different types of houses. For minister, one type of house. For secretaries, for one type of house. For the clerks, one type of house. So, according to the position, a house is offered. So our, we are acting here according to our result and action of the activity, we get next month. That is under the control of material nature. You find out, karanam gunasanga asya sadatha janma jivanita. Karanam gunasanga asya.
Purusha jagatisto hi bhunte prakriti janguman karanam gunasangasya sadasa janijan vasu. The living energy in the material nature thus follows the ways of life. He joined the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
Now, the material nature has gone three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance, and nature. So, we are associating with the modes of material nature. And according to that nature, we are manufacturing our next mode. This is it. So, in the material world, we are injecting several types of quality of energy. Not everyone is on the same quality. Just like this one, they are being trained up under certain quality. They are not going to the restaurant, they are not going to the liquor shop. They are not smoking, they are not eating meat, they are no, this is sad, they are being trained up. This is a quality. And another man is going to the legal shop, to the brother, so many other things. They are not of the same quality.
What does it all lead to?
Huh?
What does it all lead them to? A state of liberation from material
life? Yes. Now in the human form of life, we have got two selections. I think in the Bible also it is said that one goes to hell, one goes to heaven. Huh? So we have got two selections. Either to the path of hell's condition or to the path of back to home, back to God. This is human life. It is in Sanskrit word, it is called pravritti marga, nivritti marga. Nivritti marga means stopping the material way of life and go to the spiritual world, back to home, back to God.
Does that mean that the things such as you mentioned, smoking, and alcohol, and sex, and meat, that all those things are material and therefore bad?
Yes.
Sex,
can't that be? Oh, in your Christian religion also, there is celibacy blood. You also train them. The nuns, the priests, they are not meant for marriage.
That's true. We don't say that sex is bad.
But why is it not married? Why is that forbidden to marry?
Well, it's a question of something I freely accept. Really, I said not to marry.
This is spiritual life. Sex life is not spiritual life.
That I must so hardly accept, because everything that God makes is good. And God makes a man.
And good and complete. What is good for you is not good for me.
But you are
one man's food is another man's wife.
But everything that God makes is good.
That's all right. Good for somebody. Just like school. School is good for the pigs, not for the human being.
But everything that God makes.
But everything is good. The pig considers school is very good, nice food.
Every man is made with sex appetites. Every man is.
Yes, that is called pravritti. Pravittirishan bhutana nirvittesu mahatam. This is natural inclination. But if you can stop it, that is victory.
I can't accept that.
Now, why you do not accept in the Christian religion there is unmarried life?
When married life is a good life, he used to say that it's good.
Good?
Eating is good. No. If it's abused, it's bad.
No. Married life is good.
Yes.
That if you follow the rules and regulations.
Otherwise,
therefore,
sex in itself is good.
Sex is good. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma virudh bhavatam asmi. Balam balavatam asmi. Dharma.
Param bhavatam chaham kamaraga vibharjitam dharma virubha bhuteshu kamusmi bharatarshubha.
I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatas.
Yes.
What is this book?
This is Bhagavad Gita. He's speaking. The God is speaking. So, dharma viruddha, sex life, which is not against religions, that I am, Krishna, God. So sex life is not bad, provided it is under the religious system.
That's true. I thought you were saying sex and sex.
No, no. Sex life.
I mean, there have been people in the history of the world, like the Manichaeans and that, who held that sex in itself was bad. No, I couldn't
accept
that.
No, it's part of man. That you can have sex for behaving nicely.
Sure.
But not for sanctity.
Also for increasing the love between husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they can't have children.
No, they can't have children.
Suppose they can't.
They can. If they can get nice children, they can have sex.
But suppose they can't have children, would you say they can still have sex?
No, that is not enough.
That's where I think...
That is illicit sex. If you cannot produce children, and you still have sex, that is illicit.
Yes, well, by the path to accept that. Tell me more, would you please, about your concept of God. I'd be very interested.
God is great. He's great in every respect. In strength.
Is he a person?
Yes.
Person.
Unless the person, what is the meaning of great?
Great. Well, you can speak about a mountain being great, and that's not God.
But God can swallow millions of mountains. Very good. Your conception is mountain is very good, great. But our conception, God is so great that he can swallow millions of mountains. So whose greatness is great? The mountains are God's.
Well, it's as if it all together.
But God is great means whatever greatness, there's a sky is great. And there are millions of stars. That is God's.
But that's all in the material world.
Hello. Material and spiritual, both. God is great, means he's materially great and spiritual. That is his great. If you think that he's spiritually great and materially small, that is not good. That's not good.
You know, the Bible says that God, you know, knows everybody, yet knows them by name. God knows everybody and knows me.
God knows everybody, knows them by name.
That is goodness.
Now, you would
say that is goodness.
A knowing person.
You know yourself. Or you know myself. But you cannot know everyone.
That's right.
But God knows it.
And loves everybody.
Yes.
Would you say that he loves the person who is doing wrong?
Yes.
Still.
Therefore he comes.
So.
Don't do wrong.
And if the person...
Yeah, who that is love.
And if the person rejects that love, does he still love him?
Yes, still loving. He's saying, in God he is situated in everyone's heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana Nirdesha Arjuna Tishti.
God cannot change.
Yes. God is friend, knowledge.
Always.
He is sitting with his individual soul within the heart and giving him good advice. That you come to me, you will be happy. But he is not rich. That's what he said. He still God is with him. All my goodness. Just like the father, he loves his son. He always gave him, my little son, my little son, father has got immense property. Leave it, me, and India. But you know, you go and become a hippie. What can you do?
The Krishna, what exactly does Krishna mean?
Krishna means all except. All attractive. That is
all attractive. All beautiful.
That is grace. You say God is grace. We say God Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. But unless you have the grace, you cannot be others.
When you speak of Krishna consciousness, it means
God consciousness. God consciousness.
God consciousness.
God is grace. And I am Vivitata's servant. This is Krishna. Two words. God is great, and I am Vivitata's servant. I am small. This consciousness is called Krishna.
Do you know the prayer that the Russians use, the Jesus prayer?
Any prayer. God is one. And that you pray in a different way, I'll say in a different way. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I know that, but I want to know, do you know the what's known as the Jesus Prayer, which the Russians use? It seems to me that you chant, don't you, Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
That is a prayer, it's a rhythmic chant.
Yes, it is prayer.
Now, there is a form of prayer, and the Jesus Prayer, which you do the same. You will either chant.
Is it different?
Oh, well, I mean, why don't you all give glory to God magic?
Yeah. No, that is spiritual. That is spiritual.
Yes.
To give glory to God, that is spiritual. And otherwise, what do you think of this materiality of this charity?
What?
Chanting is not material. Chanting is spiritual.
Well, it depends. I mean, for some thing, of course.
No, the spiritual thing does not depend on anything material.
For some, but the full prayer is certainly a spiritual experience created by material use of this and things like that. That's
no, it is not material creation. Hare Krishna mantra is not material creation. It is from the spiritual world.
Well, I see that, but I mean, you've spoken words. All I'm trying to say
is that is,
it's body and soul together, right?
Yes. Yeah. Body and soul different.
But that's the point I was trying to make, that you have a gradation in your prayer of in the Jesus prayer in which you speak, and you can hear the noise chanting. You might say that something like this. Now that's a chanting, a singing, and it sums up everything I believe in, say the word Jesus. But then there can be the other where there's no sound is heard, but I'm still thinking it in my mind.
Similarly, you can think of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I know. And then there's the third. The third form is where I do not think it. It's just I'm sort of wrapped, absorbed.
Yeah,
in
the I then can express it once in Hare Krishna. Another way, be young by the chanting and dancing. Unless there is excessive. They are not monkeys, they are human beings in dancing. With education and culture. Unless there is spiritual extension, all the time, chant and dance for household. It is not monkey dancing.
It is spiritual. It is spiritual.
Oh, I can say that.
Yes.
So, that is God's omnipotence. When you offer sincere prayer, the world becomes spiritual. That is why. If you sincerely offer your prayer, God understands. Even though sound appears to be material, this is no more material, this is spiritual. Just like I give you one example. Just, you put one iron rod in the fire. So, the iron rod becomes warmer. Then it becomes red hot. When it is red hot, it is no more iron, it is fire. To touch the red hot, anyway, it will burn.
Transform.
Yes. So, actually, there is nothing material. When God consciousness is there, it is still. This, in association with God, everything becomes spiritual. Just like there is a church and there is an ordinary house. People say, this is church, God's place, and this is house. What is the difference? That is also made of bricks, that is also made of bricks. Why people go to the church? Why not to the house? So, the conclusion is, when the atmosphere is such with God's atmosphere, it is spiritual. Anyway. Otherwise, as soon as you forget if God, then it's material. Material and spiritual means where there is no forgetfulness of God, that is spiritual. And when there is forgetfulness of God, there is
sort of figurative use of the word.
Not really, it is actual. Actually, God is all pervading. Everything is God's energy. Therefore, God is whole spirit. His energy cannot be mystical. The material is, as soon as we forget the relationship with God, there is material. Otherwise, God is everywhere.
We're using the words in a figurative sense there.
And I think actually, just like the sun shines,
this is matter.
This is matter, so long we forget God.
No matter what you do to this,
it is energy of God. Matter is also inferior energy of God. Matter is not defined from God. Why not? Bhumi rapo nalo bal. Because everything is emanates from God. He is the father of everything.
God created everything, yes. But not everything is
that I already said, that God is everything is depending on God.
Not
everything is God.
That is, no matter what you do, must define matter.
It is matter, but when it is used for God, it is spirit.
Well, if that's why I say figure, yes.
The same example, this kind of
romance wood.
The church is made of matter, wood and stone, but it is spirit. Because Yeah, there is nothing other than God. So the real thing is, matter means forgetfulness of God. It is that Umida
Translation. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, all together, these eight comprise my separated material energies.
So, God being all spirit, energy is also spirit. So then I cannot define. But is this material energy which forgets God? That which is called material. If we know that this food is also energy of God, very spiritual understanding. And if you think that food has come independently from any other source, as any material. In the Vedanta Sutra, this is discussed in the beginning. The Athata Brahma Jitgasa, to inquire about the Absolute Truth, the answer is the Janma Antasadaka. The Absolute Truth is that or the source of everything. Absolutely. But there are two things, material and spiritual. So both are coming from God. It's like darkness and light. Two sides of the sun. So when it is light, we call it day. When it is darkness, we call it night. But they are simply two sides of the sun, the supreme light, or the material light. Similarly, material is darkness, and spiritual is light. Both sides, sometimes it is saying, the spiritual is the front side of God, and material is the back side of God. So, your back side is the front side, that is it. Similarly, therefore this parenchism, they said, why should you check? This is that side. Everything is God. That is their problem. They say that everything is God. Parenchism. For that is not perfect knowledge. Everything is God, and even everything is not God.
Everything is distinct from God.
Yeah.
They are distinct persons.
Yes, that is Bhinna Prakriti
from God.
Bhinna Prakriti, that is said. Separated and everything. Material things mean separated and everything. Just like this tape record. When we are not here, they play the record and I am speaking. That is separated and everything. And I am directly speaking, that is non-separated energy. So separated energy and non-separated energy, they are coming from the same source. The source is the same. Therefore, ultimate issue, the source being all spirit, everything is spirit. But the place where we do not directly perceive God, that is material. And the place where we directly perceive God, that is material. So either separated or connected, God is the only one source of all existence. That is explained there. Bhumi Rasa Madhuba.
The next verse is Dr. Leon
Testuanya. Yeah. What is it?
Besides, just that previous verse was saying that earth, water, fire, ether, all these tribes are separated from two heavens. And the next verse it says, besides this inferior nature, O Almighty Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind, which are all living entities, who are struggling with the material nature and are sustaining the universe. Living entities, sustaining the universe.
So, from here we understand the material energy and the spiritual energy. The spiritual energy is predominating over the material energy.
Yes, I understand that. It's very
good. That which is superior, which is superior. And the material energy is inferior. Just that in your body, there are some inferior parts and some superior parts. But their body, parts of the body, this part is superior part. And the rectum is inferior part. But that does not mean it does not form the constitution parts of the body. Otherwise, how you become whole? Whole means comprising everything, superior and inferior. But comparatively, there is superior part, inferior part. So the material energy is also God's energy. And spiritual energy is also God's energy. But the spiritual energy is described here as superior energy, and the material energy is described here as inferior. But altogether, they are energies. So, those who are expert devotees of God, they can utilize inferior energy for the purpose of superior energy. That is, the proper utilization. Just like the same brick and stone is required for constructing an ordinary house. And the same brick and stone can be used for constructing a church, and that is superior.
Yes, I understand.
Yes. The material is not different. The ordinary house is constructed with the same bricks and stone, and church is also made of that. But why it is superior? Because it is specially only meant for God's purpose. So anything utilized for God's purpose, it becomes superior. This is all.
Very good. Good point.
So we are trying to engage everything in God's purpose, to make it superior.
How do you see helping your fellow man?
Presently, we are making them God conscious.
How do they?
That is the best help. Instead of making them Dhanpur, Roman Hanta, New Peter, we are making them Krishna conscious. That is the best help.
Do they go out and make other disciples?
Huh?
Do they go out and then make other disciples?
Do we go out and make other disciples?
No, we don't accept as disciple anyone who does not follow the rules and agrees.
Is it by prayer to God that you help the
yes.
world?
Yes, this is prayer, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means, O Krishna and Krishna's energy, please accept me as your son.
And you praying for all these people outside who do not belong to...
Oh, yes. Therefore we chant Hare Krishna, so that they can hear and take benefit. They seem that they are distant, but we are helping them.
Do you believe that God is pleased by your prayer and helps them because of your prayer?
That depends on God. God is full independent. He may not like you cannot force him. But it is our duty to request him. You cannot force him. If he likes, if he does not like, that is his will. Because he is the supreme will. But God likes. He is a devotee. Requests him something. He likes that. That is God's mercy. He takes the devotee's prayer very seriously. That's for our another prophecy, to take the shelter of a devotee first. Because even one is inferior, not to be accepted by God. But if a devotee requests, God kindly accept this thing. God accepts. Mercy of Shanti. Vipassitva. The Sanskrit word is Vipassitva. He becomes perfect by the mercy of devotee.
What is the meaning of the Bhaju? Where are you?
This chanting.
Beads.
Beads.
Yeah. I think in Krishna there are beads.
I saw them in the picture. They have not enough. What was?
This is covering of the beads. Because they put here, they make some dust. So, to show respect to the beads, we keep its cover. Yes. Do not touch on the floor. It is on Benares.
Well, I have kept you long enough.
No, you can keep me in this whole day. Provided you have got time. He has meant for this purpose. If anyone can understand God consciousness, that is a great profit for us. Now, our appeal is to everyone, every religious sect, that people are becoming godless generally at the present. We should make combined effort to revive their God. Otherwise, it is doomed. And there is no question of Christian God or Hindu God or Muslim God. God is mine. So there should be no difference between the system according to the time and circumstances. There may be little difference. But really, if we can understand God, either through Christianity or through Hindu, or Muslim. That is our point. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabai punsham paro dharmo jako bhakti yatukkati. That is first class religion. Following page, one becomes lover of God. You become a lover of God. That we want. It doesn't matter whether you go to Christian religion or Mohammedan religion or Hindu religion or Buddhist. It doesn't matter. You understand God and love Him.
Oh, great time.
This is our mission.
And it's good that I think we are having grown to understand that. I think you see a lot of young people who really long for some form of contemplation and prayer. That is why you get followers.
Yes. Now these boys, they are coming from the Christian group, Jewish group, but they are taken to Krishna consciousness. One priest in Boston, he issued on pamphlet that these boys are our boys, and before this moment, they didn't care to come to the church. And now they're mad at that one. I mean, the same one. So, indirectly, he accepted this process as easier to understand. And actually it is easier. And what do they do? They don't go to the forest and meditate or make any maybe austere penances. They simply chant in the morning and dance and exercise and then eat some pleasure. Yes. And now they are given a prophecy. Now you dry them, and you eat meat, they love it. They love to drink tea. The method is, they haven't done government, they spend lots of money for stopping this addiction to drugs. And these ones, as soon as they come to me, they give up. Ask them, what money I have bribed. You can ask, how they have left it. How they have paid it. How they have given meat eating, how they have given drinking, even tea, cigarettes, everything. What I have given them. I am poor Indian, I have no money. But how they have accepted it.
And as far as the longing in the heart, yes. You all have for God.
Now you can ask them, they're in front. There's nobody of the either Hindu or Christian, Indian. They're coming all from Christian group or Jewish group. So, they're all educated boys. So, there is no question of blocking them. Young boy, they can earn money like anything, especially in America, but they are doing everything. They are very respectable fathers, huh?
The thing is what Martin Augustine said, that the heart is restless,
yeah.
And at rest you are God. And I think that's
not what I'm saying. No, I don't teach that to young boy. I always teach them as servants of God, you are also servants. And that's it. Actually, that is our position. This is blood. When somebody says, I am God, that is blood. Cheating. We protest very vehemently against this declaration that I am God. No. Nobody can become God. God is one. Yes.
Well, I must run away. It's been very good to meet you.
Just take time.
This is a little fruit that we use in our tradition. We offer it to a guest. We offer them a little fruit, so if you take one piece.
And then take the whole plate.
I just ate it?
Yes.
That special ceremony.
We've already done that. Okay.
When I was in India, and I visited the shrine, it's the festival of the goddess of learning. And they brought me food to India, and I was embarrassed. And, I didn't know whether to take it or not. They said it's their custom. So I did.
We say, by worshipping God, everyone is worshipping. There is no need of separate worshipping goddess of fortune, goddess of land. Just like if you pour water on the root of the tree, it goes to every branch, leaf and tree, so the approach. There's some fruits.
No, no more, thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's do the water.
No, you're right.
So, people either through Christianity or through any process, they must come to the understanding platform where we can understand what is God and how to love very deeply. Otherwise, this human civilization will be spoiled.
And the great truth also that God loves every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
God loves every one of us.
God loves satisfaction. But you do not love, I do not. That is the difficult. Father loves his son. That is natural. But when the son does not love father, that is a very precarious condition.
Good. Well, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
We'll pray for one another.
Yes.
God bless you.
Hi, everybody.
Does God have 10 kilo? No.
No. Yeah.